彼得前书一章十三到二十一节。彼得前书一章十三到二十一节。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无沾污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。这是神的话。
Good morning.
Tom.
Thank you for reading our passage, Katie. That passage from the Bible begins with a phrase that is very difficult to translate.
那刚刚读的经文，它一开始有一个很难翻译的一个字眼。
Some translations say, "Prepare your minds for action."
那一些翻译就说你们要那准备你的心。
Others say, with minds that are alert.
那其他的翻译也说要让要提高警戒。
But the most literal translation is actually a very awkward phrase.
可是最字面上的意思是一个很别扭的。
It says in literal English, gird up the loins of your mind.
字面上就是束上你们心中的腰。
Now, what in the world does this mean?
那这到底是什么意思呢？
Well, in the ancient Middle East, most people, including men, wore long robes.
那以前古代在中东的时候，那些连男生他们都穿着很长的袍子。
And there's an example there.
像图上。
Now, these robes were multi-purpose fabrics.
那其实这些袍子他们是多功能的。
They could be tucked in a certain way so as to carry large items.
你可以用一种特殊的绑的方法，然后就可以装一些东西。
Some were large enough to sleep in.
你可以装很大型的东西，可以在里面睡着。
Kind of like a portable sleeping bag.
像是一个你就随时可以睡觉的。
But when it came time for vigorous physical work, these robes could get in the way.
可是要来做很吃力的工作的时候，这些就有点碍事。
So what did they do?
所以怎么办呢？
It is very simple, really.
其实很简单。
People would pick up the bottom of their robes and tie them around their waist or tuck them into their belt.
他们就从底下把它卷起来，然后扎在那个袋子里。
Now I wish I was wearing a robe to demonstrate this.
我很希望有机会可以给大家展示一下。
Actually, I'm glad I'm not.
其实我不想穿。
But you see the process there of tucking them around and tying it around their waist.
可是你可以看到就是像这样的步骤。
And after that, after doing that, you would be ready to work.
那这么做完之后你就准备可以做事了。
Or ready to do battle like that man there.
或是可以打仗了。
So let's be ready for the spiritual battle.
所以我们要做好准备来打圣灵灵上的仗。
And gird up our minds.
然后束上我们心中的腰。
And we have a similar saying in common English.
那我们一般英文也有一种说法。
And Katie tells me it's common in Mandarin too.
那中文也有类似的说法。
And that is to roll up your sleeves.
就是卷起袖子。
So if you don't mind, I'm going to do that right now.
所以我现在就可以展示给大家。
I think we should do this every Sunday and every day of the week.
我觉得我们每个周日或者是每一天都要这么做。
Some people like to tease me for wearing short sleeves. But we are to roll up our sleeves to be ready for action. So you have your choice. You can gird up your robes or you can roll up your sleeves. But in any case, we need to be ready for action. We should never be caught unprepared to serve God and to help others. We should live in a state of constant readiness. We should have our sleeves rolled up and ready to go. We should expect that in the Christian life, we will need to be active, vigorous, and fully involved. As Peter wrote a couple chapters later, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
那彼得之后也写着,只要心里尊主基督为圣,有人问你们心中盼望的缘故,就要常做准备,以温柔敬畏的心回答。
So not only are we ready to serve, we are also ready to tell others what God has done for us.
所以我们不只是准备好来服事,我们也是要准备好来跟别人诉说神为我们做了什么事。
Prepare your minds for action.
来准备你们的心来行动。
Excuse me. We should never be caught unprepared to serve God and help others. Oh, I said that already, didn't I?
再次说一次，我们要随时准备好来服侍神跟人。
Sorry, wasn't prepared.
很明显的，我没准备好。
This is why it's important also to prepare your own personal testimony. And to learn how to share the message of salvation in 60 seconds or less. And to create a habit of giving thanks for everything God does.
然后养成一种习惯，要随时为神所做的事来奉上感谢。
Preparing our minds also means turning off the TV.
做好准备也就是说把电视关掉,
and reading good books.
然后读一些好书,
and studying the Bible daily.
然后每天研读圣经,
these things all take planning.
这些都需要计划的,
preparation.
准备的,
and practice.
还要练习的,
we need to prepare our minds.
我们需要把心做好准备。
The next phrase that Peter uses is also very vivid.
那下一个彼得用来形容的也很生动。
Not only do we need to be prepared for action, we also need to be fully sober.
我们不只要为行动做好准备，我们也要谨慎自守。
Now this isn't just saying that we shouldn't be intoxicated by various substances.
那这不只是说要小心不要陷入各种的诱惑。
It's another way of saying be alert. Be in full command of all your faculties. We hear a lot these days about the dangers of distracted driving. And for good reason. When we drive a vehicle, we are taking into our hands the lives of our passengers, other drivers, and ourselves.
因为当我们开车的时候，我们不只是乘客的生命，还有其他驾驶的生命，我们自己的生命也握在手中。
It's a risky task that requires our full attention.
这是一个很高风险的，需要我们全神贯注的。
But many people could be charged with distracted living.
可是很多人不是分心驾驶，是分心的生活。
Our lives have so much potential for good. But often we dilute the effectiveness of our lives because we are so easily distracted by less important things.
可是我们人生，我们的效率就分散了，因为我们被其他的事分心了。
These may even be good things.
这些有可能是好事。
But in order to fulfill our purpose on this planet, In order to follow Jesus, we need to be undistracted from what is most important.
可是为了要跟从耶稣，为了要达到生命的最好的意义，我们不能够分心。
We need to be prepared for action.
我们要随时做好行动的准备。
We need to be clear-minded.
我们的脑袋要清醒。
We need to be undistracted.
我们不能够分心。
How do we do this?
那怎么做呢？
It comes down to how we focus.
那这就是要看我们要如何专心。
There are so many good things to enjoy in life.
那人生有很多可以享受的事。
But we need a focus.
可是我们要专心。
And God calls us to make Him the central focus that will bring purpose and direction to our lives.
那神就叫我们把专注力都放在他的身上，他成为我们生命中的目标。
Some of you may have seen these diagrams before.
那你们有些人可能看过这些图。
There are two different pictures in this image.
这里面有两个不同的照片。
The black dots in the circles represent all our interests in life.
那黑色的点就是代表我们生命中的一些兴趣。
These may be good interests.
也许是好的兴趣。
But in the diagram on the left, our interests are scattered, disordered, and chaotic.
可是在左边可以看到一些点是分散的，是混乱的。
That is because the self is on the throne and Jesus is outside.
那是因为我们把自己坐在主人的位置上了，然后耶稣在外面。
In the second diagram on the right, Jesus is on the throne of our life.
那第二张图里面，耶稣坐在主人位上。
And he brings order and harmony to all the interests in our life.
那焦点就放在他身上，然后让其他的事物都就有一个达到一个平衡。
He teaches us to focus on what is most important.
他教导我们要能够把注意力放在最重要的事上。
In our passage this morning, Peter calls us to focus on God like children imitating their father.
今天的经文。彼得就说要专心的把焦点放在耶稣上，像儿女一样的顺命。
Verse 14 says, As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候。
Jesus told us that the only way into his kingdom is to become like little children.
那耶稣之前也说过，要进到他的国，就要跟孩子一样。
And so here, Peter challenges us to be as obedient children.
所以彼得就挑战我们要做顺命的儿女。
There's our motivation.
那就是我们的动机。
To be God's kids.
要成为神的儿女。
We have been adopted.
我们被领养了。
But like adopted children, we need to now learn how to live in our new family.
然后跟被领养的孩子一样，我们要学习能够怎样子的跟着那个领养我们的家庭活。
We need to re-examine everything else we have learned.
我们需要重新检讨我们之前学过的东西。
All the thoughts of the patterns of thought and behavior that have become ingrained in us.
可能之前养成的一个习惯跟一些的想法。
Each of us has learned attitudes and behaviors that are not compatible with living as God's children.
我们之前可能都学习了一种生活方式，跟耶稣想要我们活出来的方式不太一样。
We need to constantly reevaluate our actions, thoughts, and motives to see whether they need to be reshaped.
那我们就要随时的检讨，来看一下我们的动机，我们的行为方式是不是跟他要的一样。
So that we can be more like our Heavenly Father.
所以我们才能更像我们天上的父。
Peter reminds us that in the book of Leviticus, God said to his people, Be holy because I am holy.
那彼得提醒我们在利未书上神说要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
The word holy means set apart for sacred use.
那圣洁的意思就是放在一边为神圣的事来做。
We are supposed to be different from the world around us.
我们本来就应该跟我们周遭的世界不一样。
In verse 17, Peter calls us all Christians, foreigners.
第十七节，彼得就说，所有的基督徒是寄居的人。
This is because instead of imitating the culture around us, we imitate our Heavenly Father.
因为与其学习我们周遭的环境，我们要学习的是我们的父。
In verse 18, Peter warns us about depending on the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors.
那第十八节的时候，彼得提醒我们要脱去祖宗所流传虚妄的行为。
Does this mean we should abandon everything about our heritage?
这意思是说我们要抛弃一切的传统吗？
No.
不是。
But we should be very careful to constantly examine what we have learned from our own culture.
可是我们要小心，我们要小心的看我们从我们的文化里面学到的是什么。
Even from our own parents.
就算是跟父母学到的也一样。
In light of whether it helps us to follow our Heavenly Father's example.
因为我们要看这能不能够帮助我们来跟随我们的天上的父。
He is to be the standard by which all human tradition and teaching are evaluated.
他才是那个指标，来所有我们学习的事物的指标。
This is actually very freeing.
这其实是很自由的。
When God is our ultimate standard, then we are free to learn from every culture.
如果神是我们的指标的话，那我们就可以从各个文化学习到各样的事。
And incorporate what is good.
然后就选那些好的。
And avoid whatever does not help us to imitate our Heavenly Father.
然后避开那些不好的，不能够帮助我们学习神的。
This transcends culture.
那这是超越文化的。
Goes beyond culture.
是大过文化的。
So that Christians of every background can learn from each other.
所以各个背景的基督徒能够互相学习。
And work together in love as brothers and sisters.
然后彼此合作，彼此帮助，成为真的弟兄姐妹。
We have such a great opportunity to do that here at Trinity.
我们在我们教会有这么好的机会，可以这么做。
But it only works when we each reevaluate our own heritage according to our Heavenly Father's character.
可是这只有在我们自我检讨我们各个自己的背景。哪一些是好的时候才能够有用的。
So Peter urges us to live out our time as foreigners here in reverent fear.
所以彼得就鼓励我们要存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
We are not supposed to be at ease in our culture.
我们不应该活得很逍遥的。
Peter reminds us in verse 17 that God is a father who judges each person's work impartially.
彼得又提醒我们说，神是按个人行为审判人的主为父。
He is completely fair and just.
他是充满正义的，正直的。
He cannot be appeased, manipulated, or coerced.
他不能被讨好，不能被贿赂的。
And so we are told to live in reverent fear of him.
所以要存敬畏的心。
This doesn't mean that we cower insecurely before God.
这不代表说我们就很胆小，很害怕。
He loves us as his children.
他爱我们像爱孩子一样。
But it does mean that we take very seriously the fact that he is impartial.
可是这就代表说我们要很看重他正直的一个本性。
And just because we are his children doesn't mean he will show us favoritism.
就是不会因为说我们是他的孩子，他就偏袒我们。
He does judge our deeds and thoughts.
他还是会来审判我们的想法跟我们的行为的。
He does so to discipline us as his children.
他这么做是为了教育我们像孩子一样。
Just as we need.
我们也是这么需要的。
To produce in us Christ-like character.
来培养我们这个像神一样的本性。
He knows that each of us needs to mature so that we can be truly fulfilled, joyful, and at peace.
他知道我们每个人都需要成长，所以我们能够真的有充实的感觉，能够有喜乐和平安。
As a fair-minded and kind-hearted father, he will do what it takes to guide us as his children.
像一个公正的父，一个慈爱的父，他会做他应该做的来带领他的孩子。
He will guide us in the lifelong process of becoming more and more like him in our actions, thoughts, attitudes, and character.
他会带我们能够越来越像他，在我们的行为、我们的想法里面越来越像他的态度。
Last week, Pastor Callum spoke about the full scope of the salvation that Jesus has given us.
那上礼拜 Callum 牧师跟我们讲过，耶稣的救赎是有多么的广泛。
It is past, present, and future.
是过去、现在和未来的。
It is rooted in the past when God gave us new birth.
那在看到过去，我们看到是神给我们新生命的。
We saw the example of a beach that was stripped of sand and then was miraculously born again.
我们看那个例子，那个沙滩又重新复活的例子。
We heard about the living hope that Jesus gives us for our future.
我们也学到了在未来会看到这个活着的盼望。
And we saw how this future salvation is a present reality.
我们也看到未来的这个期望是现在看得到的。
Because it gives us strength when we face various trials.
因为它能够在现在给我们力量。
In today's passage, Peter again speaks of this past, present, future view of our salvation.
那今天的经文里面，我们也看到彼得用了这样子的例子，看到了过去、现在跟未来。
In verse 13, he urges us to set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming.
在第十三节，彼得说：“专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。”
That refers to a future event, but it transforms our present experience.
这又是述说着未来的事，可是我们要拿来利用到现今我们现在。
As we center our hopes and dreams in the reality of our future with Jesus, it transforms our life now.For we can live in certain hope.
因为我们未来所要得到的是我们现在就能够有这种期望、这种盼望、有这样子的心态。
We have a living hope.
我们有活着的盼望。
And when we realize what God has done for us in the past, that will also transform our present experience.
那如果我们也知道耶稣在过去为我们所做的事的话，我们也可以把这样的心态带到现在。
Verses 18 and 19 remind us that we were redeemed or ransomed.
在第十八、第十九节的时候，他提醒我们是，我们是被赎的。
We were ransomed by the precious blood of Christ.
我们是凭着基督的宝血被赎的。
Verse 20 tells us that this was planned before the creation of the world.
在第二十节，我们看到这是在创世以前已经预先被神知道的。
But Jesus has been revealed to us in this current age so that we can live a life of faith and hope right now.
可是我们却在现在才为我们显现，我们能够现在活出这样子的信仰。
Peter writes, Christ was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. So your faith and hope are in God.
彼得前书，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Because God planned our salvation.From the beginning of time, and then entered history through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we can live lives characterized by faith and hope right now.
因为这些都是创世以前就已经被神安排好的，然后又因为历史上耶稣为我们的罪死了又复活，我们现在才能有信心和盼望。
For we know that God is right now refining us as His children.
因为我们知道神现在就在为我们锻炼能够成为他的儿女。
Through all the ups and downs of life.
不管我们人生的上上下下。
Once upon a time, there was a family who spent their summer vacation near a beautiful beach.
从前有一个家庭，他们在夏天的时候都会在沙滩上度假。
But not so close as to make it an easy walk.
可是离沙滩也不是很近。
They could only get to the beach by walking down a rough trail that took about an hour.
要走一个小时的路才能够到这个美丽的沙滩。
At first, the children did not want to make the hike, as they were enjoying staying indoors in their cabin.
那一开始这些孩子们就不想要去走这一小时的路，他们只想待在小木屋里。
But eventually, their parents got them to start the long walk.
可是最后，他们的父母就怂恿他们去跟他们走这个一段路。
The kids complained almost every step of the way, saying, "How much longer? And are we there yet?"
那这些孩子就沿路埋怨说还要多久我们到了没
But finally they reached the beach.
可是他们终于到了那个沙滩
And they saw it for the first time.
他们就第一次看到了那个沙滩
It took their breath away.
那他们就美到不能说话了
The sand, the water, the sun shining in the clear blue sky above.
那个海啊那个沙子啊跟那个美丽的太阳
It was so beautiful that they quickly forgot the pains of their journey.
那这实在是美到他们忘了之前走的是多么的累。
And from that day on, they never complained about the long walk to the beach.
那从此以后，他们也不会再埋怨要走这么一长的路。
For they knew what awaited them.
因为他们知道，终点等的是什么。
As the summer went on, their legs grew stronger.
那夏天就这么的过去了，他们的脚也越来越有力气了。
And the length of the walk seemed to grow shorter.
那走的这段路也感觉越来越短。
As in fact, they managed to walk much more quickly.
他们走这段路也越走越快。
And all through the following winter, as they remembered back to their summer near the beach.
那冬天的时候，他们又在回忆这个段沙滩。
They recalled not only the beauty of the beach.
他们不只是怀念那个沙滩的美。
But also all the wonderful conversations they had on that rough path.
他们也一起讨论说他们走这一段路讨论的一些有趣的话题。
The motivation of the goal ahead had not only strengthened their muscles.
那这个沙滩这个美好的终点不只锻炼了他们的肌肉。
But it had also strengthened their relationships with one another.
可是也坚定了他们彼此的关系。
And so it is with us.
那这个对我们来说也是一样的。
As we realize the glory that awaits us,
当我们能够认识到终点的美好的恩
our present journey is transformed.
我们现在的这个旅程也转变了我们的心态
And we grow closer to one another.
我们彼此之间的关系也会坚定
And to our Lord.
也会跟神的关系也坚定了
Therefore, with minds that are fully alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming.
所以要约束你们的心谨慎自守专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
A glorious day is coming.
这美好的日子要来了。
Far better than a day at the beach.
比沙滩上美好的日子更好。
So let's roll up our sleeves.
所以请大家卷起袖子。
Dump our distractions.
把分心的事给抛开
and walk together through the windy path of each day.
然后我们一起走上这个旅程
Because of the certain hope we have for the future, our daily journey right now is transformed.
因为我们对未来的这个盼望，我们现在的这个心态就被有了转变
This is why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣来
To redeem our lives.
是要救赎我们的生命
To pay our ransom.
是赎了我们的罪
that we would enjoy eternity with him
那我们能够享用跟他一起享受永恒
and enter into a process of transformation right now
然后进到这一个转变的过程
let's sing of the one who has redeemed us
让我们一起唱
number 506